This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corp. If your fields could talk, what would they say? Well, this group says an attack on sugar policy is an attack on all farm policy. I'll talk about it after this. On the upcoming This Week in Agribusiness, I sat down with Susan McIsaac, Discovery Science Lead for the Climate Corporation, to discuss how variable rate scripting tools in Climate Field View can help farmers maximize profitability.
It's really important to get that crop off to a good start, isn't it?
It is. All of those decisions that you make at planting really set you up for a successful harvest. And we also know fields can be really variable, so it's important to have a plan. It's important to make those decisions and set yourself up for success, and Climate FieldView can help develop that plan.
Addressing that variability with a customized planting plan can really help profitability, can it not?
It can. We've shown that there's a yield benefit to using Climate's advanced seed scripting. In 2017, users who used advanced seed scripting saw a 5 bushel per acre yield gain versus farmers who were writing their own scripts.
To see the entire interview, make sure to catch This Week in Agribusiness. And to learn more, visit climate.com. Never mind the fact that it's just a drop in the federal budgetary bucket, but some conservative groups that you would expect to be supporting farm policy are going after the farm bill. Farm Policy Facts is pointing that out. They say when it comes to government spending, farm policy provides an unparalleled return on taxpayer investment. The group points out, and quite rightly, that America enjoys the most affordable, widely available food supply in the history of mankind. For about 0.25% of the total federal budget. So Farm Policy Facts says that's why it's so odd that organizations dedicated to defending taxpayers spend so much time focused on gutting the farm bill. The group says, truth be told, if they are spending more than 0.25% of their time on farm policy, their priorities are out of whack, says Farm Policy Facts. Yet earlier this month, they note the so-called taxpayer advocates came together for a strategy session on how to write one commodity out of the farm bill altogether. The most ironic part, the commodity in their crosshairs, sugar, has cost taxpayers $0 since the 2014 farm law took hold. And why are farm critics singling out a no-cost sugar policy? The leader of Americans for Tax Reform didn't mince words. He told the group, and I quote, if we can get rid of sugar policy, then we can get all the other farm programs as well. The farm bill debate for that group is about annihilation. It's about leaving America's farmers and ranchers without any policies to rebuild after weather disasters, surviving the falling farm economy, or withstanding the rising tide of foreign market manipulation. I'll be back after this.